Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
A lot of Canadians have changed up their workday. They are maybe working from home, working a little bit in the office, but more so at home. And that's something big to get used to. If you are, you know, you love the office environment, you get a lot of work done, it can be weird to have to do things from home. And apparently, a lot of people are finding the working from home stressful, but more specifically, because they miss the commute. Okay. To and from work. And so what experts are saying is if you want to help alleviate those issues of you just feeling out of place and not quite right working at home, give yourself a fake commute.
A fake commute.
More specifically, jump in the car at the end of the day, rip around in traffic for a while, and then come back home all worked up and angry, and there you go. Now it's like a work day.
That seems so ridiculous, but it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Because when you get in a routine, sometimes it can be a bad thing, but if it's a good routine, that can be a great thing for your mental health,
well, that's what
your health in general.
They're
yeah.
saying is that people don't have necessarily that, whatever their commutes are. Like here in Saskatoon, let's face it, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
In the bigger cities, some people commute for 45 minutes an hour, and they have all that time to think of their day, plan stuff out, go over what they're going to do in a meeting, and they can prepare for the day. And
yeah.
the same thing with coming home at the end of the day. It's a chance to like maybe decompress, think things over
yeah.
again, plan out what you're going to make for supper. And so now basically people are rolling out of bed, boom, they're downstairs, they're at work.
Exactly.
Within 5 minutes of getting up.
Like their commute is the stairs.
Yes.
And you can't do all the things that you usually do on a morning commute in like 4 seconds going downstairs.
Unless the cat cuts you off or something and you're like, God damn it, cat. You can yell.
There's traffic no matter where you are. Jeez. Again, I get it. Like
yeah.
without that morning commute, some people really, really look forward to that morning coffee, to their morning tunes, to their favorite morning radio personalities. You know what I'm getting from this story here, Stacey? Basically, we're essential for people. That's what they just miss us in the morning.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're doing this fake commute thing, so they could listen to us.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's totally
mm-hmm.
the reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just going to pretend that that's the
yeah.
reason. We know it's not, but let's just pretend.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend whose wardrobe is basically just free stuff from the liquor store. You'll never see this friend not wearing a beer t-shirt, or a beer bunny hug, or a beer golf shirt, or a beer zip-up. You get the point.
It's not just tops, though. This friend is decked out in free liquor store merch from head to toe. Pilsner socks, Molson Canadian sandals, Kokanee backpack, Coors Light jeans. I didn't even know that last one was a thing.
This friend can be kind of embarrassing sometimes. It could be your child's baptism, and they'd show up wearing a Labatt Blue t-shirt from 2007. But at the same time, you have to respect the dedication.
There are many benefits to the liquor store merch friend, though. For example, they're always prepared. Oh, it's a little colder out than you thought it was going to be? Boom, they've got an extra Bacardi toque.
Forgot your sunglasses? No worries. This friend has 9 pairs of Fireball sunnies in their car. Need a keychain? Well, this is your lucky day because they literally have thousands of them.
And it's not just clothes either. It's everything. Every glass or cup in their house came from a case of beer. Every hat in their closet they got from a case of beer. They could start a museum with all the free liquor store merch they have.
They don't care about brands or taste or price. If something cool comes with a case of beer, they're buying it.
And even though they have hundreds of hats, Gary has to wear the Canadian Club one because, believe it or not, the other 200 hats fit funny. Even though all hats from the liquor store fit funny.
The liquor store merch collector. We all have that one friend. Murder hornets back in the news.
Yay.
There was a giant murder hornet nest found in Washington, like 100, 200 of these murder hornets living in there. So scientists went in with this fancy vacuum and hazmat suits and sucked them all out. They're all done because apparently the fall is like murder season for these murder hornets.
Yeah, they called it their slaughter phase.
It's just a phase, you guys. It's just a phase.
Don't worry.
Tony's going through a murdering bees phase, okay?
It's just his slaughter phase. He's into killing other bees right now.
It's just a phase. I saw the photo, and again, there are like 15 guys and girls in hazmat suits. Like, hazmat suits on steroids. Like, they are some fancy schmancy hazmat suits. And this super intense vacuum that is like very, very long, it reached up there, sucked them all out. If you're from Saskatchewan, you're probably looking at that photo like, I didn't need all that for the wasp nest in my shed. I just needed a hockey stick. Like, that's just so classic Saskatoon, right?
See, and I have never tried to just, like, I've knocked down an empty nest before.
Yeah.
But if there is an active wasp nest in my yard, I go out and buy the Raid with the super nozzle.
Yeah.
And the one that shoots like 20 feet or whatever, and I obliterate it with an entire can of that stuff.
I've seen your aim, though. You probably missed the entire
thing.
That's
why I use the whole can.
No, that's why you buy three cans, probably. Don't
my
lie.
My dad's suggestion, though, is to just knock it down with a stick.
Yeah.
And as you knock it down, have someone hold the bag under and catch it and tie it up. All in one fell swoop before anything stings you. It's like, Dad, get real. When has that ever happened successfully?
That's a tough gig for the person holding the garbage bag,
yeah,
by
no,
the way.
Yeah, no pressure. Just catch this flaming wasp's nest.
Flaming? It's on fire now?
No. Oh, did I forget that step? We actually light it on fire, and then we knock it down into the bag.
See, that seems like a misstep there. You might want to light it on fire after it's down.
That's
just
true.
Makes the garbage bag holder's gig a lot more difficult. Once it's in the bag, the bag's on fire.
Oh, God.
Like, can you imagine like picking straws or something for those jobs? Oh. Okay, who's going to be the stick guy? Who's going to be holding the bag? Come on, stick guy. Come on. Like, we had a specific wasp nest hockey stick in our shed. It was a Sherwood Paul Coffey Curve, and I still remember like poking wasp nest down from our shed and from our sunroom all the time. Like, it was kind of like a not family tradition, but it happened a lot. And it was like, get the stick, Clayton. Another wasp nest out there. Father bonding time. Yay. But again, it would suck if it like fell and then you turn into Donovan Bailey from 96 just bolting back inside. Oh, they got in the house. They got in the house.
Saskatoon Police Service, they're hosting a free shredding event, and this is happening tomorrow. If you have stuff that needs to be shredded, like paper, I'm kind of a dork. I have a huge like grocery bag filled with stuff that I need shredded, and I brought it to work because one day I was going to hunker down in Maria's office over there and just start shredding like old bills and stuff. But now the police service will take care of it for you. If you've got some, you know, pictures of your ex that you just don't want. I have a thing too about throwing away pictures. It freaks me out. I have to like rip them up because I don't want someone getting a picture. It feels weird to me. But in addition to paper shredding, they're also doing hard drive shredding and smartphone shredding.
Yeah.
Like, they'll actually shred phones. They're using the Electronics Recycling Association of Saskatchewan. They've got a big old shredder they're going to bring in. I hope I get to throw my own phone in. That'd be sweet. I don't want to just leave it with them and then they'll be like, yeah, we'll shred it. Don't worry.
Get a video of it, post it on YouTube because those are the best YouTube videos.
Those industrial shredders
when they put stuff in there. The creepiest one's the Barbie one.
That one's kind of creepy.
Because the Barbie's legs are just getting crushed and she's just smiling the whole time because she's a Barbie and it's like, oh my goodness.
And the one I saw, her arm was sticking up and as she was shredding, it was like shaking back and forth like she was waving.
creepy. I really want someone to show up to this event with like a guitar. Shredding on the guitar.
There you go.
And be like, oh, I thought this was a shredding event. And just like, okay, leaves for 20 minutes, comes back, new people are in line. Oh, I'm going to shred on the guitar. Just keeps coming back and forth, making the same joke for the new people.
You should do that.
Or someone brings a snowboard. Where's the pow? Thought we were going to shred some fresh pow here, bro.
Shows up with a Ziploc bag of shredded cheese.
No, it can't be shredded cheese.
A big block of Costco
cheese. Shred it for me. Baseball over. The LA Dodgers won the World Series yesterday. And if you're a sports fan, that's horrible news. Because usually, it's like an awesome time to be a sports fan. Because you got like the CFL playoffs right around the corner. NFL football is just ramping up. You got NHL hockey, WHL hockey. Right now, though, because of everything going on in the world, no CFL football, no WHL hockey for a long time. NHL just wrapped up their playoffs because they had that big four-month break there. They're not coming back till nobody knows when. So all we really have right now, NFL and golf. That's it.
It could be worse. What if it was like, all we have is, and this is no offense, but just something different, synchronized swimming and darts.
First of all, watching darts is exhilarating.
I love darts.
Watching darts. Just for the announcer, like the guy who calls out the numbers, 140. And when 180 happens, he loses his mind.
And then who am I kidding? I love synchronized swimming.
I was just about to say, how dare you knock synchronized swimming?
I love both of those things.
It's so difficult to do. Like, you watch synchronized swimming and you're like, wow.
Oh God, I can't tread water for a minute.
I have no idea what's going on, but I know that they're doing a really, really good job right now. But sports fans, like, heads up. Sundays are going to be awesome. Thursdays are going to be, well, Thursday night football always sucks. Let's be real here. Sundays and Mondays, you got football. And then on the weekends, you have golf. And I think the Masters are coming up, like, November 12th or something like that. But after that, yeah, golf's kind of a snooze fest. So
right.
Not a good time to be a sports fan. We have talked about it before on Cruise Mornings, how birthdays aren't just a day anymore. Depending on the person, a birthday can turn into a weekend of shenanigans, or sometimes even a week of shenanigans. Well, my birthday's on Tuesday, so we'll party for that. And then on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursday, so we'll go out. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll all have little mini birthday parties. We all have that one friend who's like that.
Yeah.
Halloween's kind of getting the same way. Now, Halloween isn't just a day anymore. Halloween is like a weekend because you usually have something on the actual day, October 31st, which is a Friday, but there's a good chance a friend will, or Saturday, sorry, Halloween's
this year,
on a Saturday, which means the Friday before, someone might have a little Halloween get together. With everything going on right now, it's probably going to be a small one. And then the next day for Halloween, you got to dress up. Do you have to have two costumes? Now that Halloween is like a weekend thing.
Oh, geez. I feel like I'm the kind of person who has zero costumes.
Right?
I suck at Halloween. I have dressed up in the past. I have a go-to Garth costume.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. Wig, glasses, plaid shirt, good to go.
Yeah.
I've never been that kind of person. I would wear the same costume all the time.
So would you wear that Garth costume to a Halloween party on Friday and Saturday? Like, you double up on that costume?
Absolutely.
It seems like some people, they have like three costumes.
Who's got time for that?
Well, some people just go and buy them at like Halloween Alley or whatever. They buy the package costume. Some people, again, they love Halloween and they go all out.
That's true.
They love the fact that Halloween is like a weekend thing now. They get to show off all of their costumes. But for someone who's not really a big Halloween person, you don't like costumes, this sucks, right?
Yeah.
You don't like dressing up once. Now you got to dress up like two or three times. And
that's why one outfit, all events, it's great.
If you're a redhead, I'll give you this tip right here. All you need to do is just wear a suit. And this is my go-to costume. I think I said it before. I just wear a suit and I'm a redheaded athlete 3 hours before the game.
What if you're a girl?
Hey, redheaded girls can be athletes too, Stacey.
Name some redheaded athlete girls.
I can't off the top of my head, but if I did some research, I could. But if you just wear a suit, boom, you're Carson Wentz 3 hours before the game, or Daniel Sedin, or Henrik Sedin 3 hours before the game. You just have to be holding a coffee, and that's about it. Boom, Halloween done.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.